A controversial rezoning for a 9-story condominium and retail project in Tampa's Hyde Park District was approved by the City Council today by a vote of 4-2. The developer, Wasserman Real Estate Capital, plans to build a $100 million upscale complex of retail shops and two condominium towers that will add 163 residences to the neighborhood, considered one of Tampa's classiest. But there has been opposition from local residents and formerly from the city's Architectural Review Commission, or ARC, which several times rebuked the development plans. However, the ARC's opinion is non-binding. Chandra Henthorne has lived in the Hyde Park area for 21 years. She complained about the height of the proposed project.
I could easily have a tower that exceeds 110 to 120 square feet height. In calling the Tampa Sports Authority, the highest seat at Raymond James Stadium is 139 feet high. So I could be within only 20 small feet of having a structure in my backyard that closely equates to the height of the Tampa Stadium. So I possess no power as a citizen. I do not have the financial wherewithal of Mr. Wasserman. So I come to you today to ask for my power in compromise of these highest points on these buildings that we welcome Mr. Wasserman to build.
Last month, the council heard over 6 hours of public comment on this issue before voting on first reading for approval of the development, 4-2. One of those dissenting votes came from Councilwoman Mary Mulhern. She asked the developer to reconsider their plans today. She acknowledged it was extremely late in the process to ask for such a change, but Mulhern said the council had not adequately discussed the matter last month or the ARC's decisions after the lengthy meeting, so she was asking for a reconsideration by the developer.
I think in light of the hugeness of this project and the fact that everyone wants it to happen, we just want it to be something that the neighborhood embraces and that fits within these historic guidelines. And, you know, for the reasons I said the last time, why I was forced to vote against it, because it did not meet those requirements and it wasn't consistent. So I'd like you to, I don't know if the developer's here, if you want to talk about it.
Hyde Park developer David Wasserman told Mulhern politely but firmly that it wasn't appropriate to change the rules at this stage of the game.
You know, now there's some people suggesting some changes. We ought to go back and compromise that. That just really is not the way your process is supposed to work. In my opinion, I mean, I think that it was fully and fairly considered and reviewed, and your staff and all the various levels of staff that reviewed it and gave the information to council, who then made a decision and you voted. I understand that the vote was 4-2, so there were two that didn't support it, and that's absolutely within your right as elected public officials. But in order to ask us to continue to compromise after we've already gotten four votes, I don't believe is fair.
And Wasserman said the rejection by the ARC was not because of what many critics say is the problem with the project. That is, its two condominium towers are simply too tall.
And the ARC's letter, while they did deny recommendation, it was based on the fact that it wasn't consistent with the surrounding buildings or with precedents in the area. They do not say it's too big.
But Mulhern remained firm, saying the developers had not compromised with the project's critics.
I mean, I'm not criticizing how you did this, but I am saying it was clear that we needed, you know, for this to fit in. And for us to consider this, it should fit into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard it at all, how you compromised.
City Councilman Joseph Catano enthusiastically backed the project.
I have visited the site prior to my vote, and my conclusion for a positive vote for the project is based on the evidence and testimony and my personal knowledge. When you see an area declining condition in many aspects, such as economic and property values declining, the area is in need of revitalization in order to survive.
But Councilwoman Linda Salcena, the other opponent on the council who previously voted against it, seconded that motion again today.
It's in everyone's best interest that the commercial area be prosperous. I certainly want it to be prosperous. I want it to be the mecca for visitors and locals that it once was. I feel like what is before us is just too much, and I feel like the Architectural Review Commission identified the problems with it, and I'm very sorry that the petitioner didn't make the proposal before us less tall, less massive, and it concerns me greatly that what's before us doesn't respect the concerns of the ARC.